Patience, persistence, and perspiration make an unbeatable combination for success. If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. Opportunity often comes disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary defeat. Your big opportunity may be right where you are now. Victory is always possible for the person who refuses to stop fighting. Success, in its highest and noblest form, calls for peace of mind and enjoyment and happiness, which come only to the man who has found the work that he likes best. Happiness is found in doing, not merely possessing. The starting point of all achievement is desire. Procrastination is the bad habit of putting off until the day after tomorrow what should have been done the day before yesterday. Money without brains is always dangerous. Great achievement is usually born of great sacrifice and is never the result of selfishness. Until you have formed the habit of looking for the good instead of the bad there is in others, you will be neither successful nor happy. The ladder of success is never crowded at the top. You can start right where you stand and apply the habit of going the extra mile by rendering more service and better service than you are now being paid for. Just as our eyes need light in order to see, our minds need ideas in order to conceive. Whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Strength and growth come only through continuous effort and struggle. Fears are nothing more than a state of mind. The man who does more than he is paid for will soon be paid for more than he does. Think twice before you speak, because your words and influence will plant the seed of either success or failure in the mind of another. A goal is a dream with a deadline. There are no limitations to the mind, except those we acknowledge. The majority of men meet with failure because of their lack of persistence in creating new plans to take the place of those which fail. Cherish your visions and your dreams, as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements. Don't wait. The time will never be just right. There is one quality which one must possess to win, and that is definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants, and a burning desire to possess it. Any idea, plan, or purpose may be placed in the mind through repetition of thought. Man alone has the power to transform his thoughts into physical reality. Man alone can dream and make his dreams come true. All achievements, all earned riches, have their beginning in an idea. If you do not conquer self, you will be conquered by self. It is literally true that you can succeed best and quickest by helping others to succeed. Wise men, when in doubt whether to speak or to keep quiet, give themselves the benefit of the doubt and remain silent. First comes thought, then organization of that thought into ideas and plans, then transformation of those plans into reality. The beginning, as you will observe, is in your imagination. Set your mind on a definite goal and observe how quickly the world stands aside to let you pass. To be a star, you must shine your own light. Follow your own path, and don't worry about darkness, for that is when the stars shine brightest. When your desires are strong enough, you will appear to possess superhuman powers to achieve. The way of success is the way of continuous pursuit of knowledge. Every adversity, every failure, every heartbreak carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit. More gold has been mined from the thoughts of men than has been taken from the earth. Those who succeed in an outstanding way seldom do so before the age of 40. More often, they do not strike their real pace until they are well beyond the age of 50. Ideas are the beginning points of all fortunes. Man alone has the power to transform his thoughts into physical reality. Only by doing so can one be sure of maintaining that state of mind known as a burning desire to win. Persistence is to the character of man as carbon is to steel. No accurate thinker will judge another person by that which the other person's enemies say about him. My life has a purpose, and my work is a labor of love. No man can succeed in a line of endeavor which he does not like. Desire, backed by faith, knows no such word as impossible. Hold a picture of yourself long and steadily enough in your mind's eye, and you will be drawn toward it. We refuse to believe that which we don't understand. Action is the real measure of intelligence. The starting point of all achievement is desire. Keep this constantly in mind. Weak desire brings weak results, just as a small fire makes a small amount of heat. When defeat comes, accept it as a signal that your plans are not sound. Rebuild those plans and set sail once more towards your coveted goal. A quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. You are the master of your destiny. You can influence, direct, and control your own environment. You can make your life what you want it to be. Most so-called failures are only temporary defeats. Start where you stand and work whatever tools you may have at your command. And better tools will be found as you go along. There is very little difference in people, but that little difference makes a big difference. The little difference is attitude. The big difference is whether it is positive or negative. When you are able to maintain your own highest standards of integrity, regardless of what others may do, you are destined for greatness. Deliberately seek the company of people who influence you to think and act on building the life you desire. Some people dream of success, while others wake up and work hard at it. Our only limitations are those we set up in our own minds. The cause of depression is traceable directly to the worldwide habit of trying to reap without sowing. Our minds become magnetized with the dominating thoughts we hold in our minds, and these magnets attract to us the forces, the people, the circumstances of life which harmonize with the nature of our dominating thoughts. Awake, arise, and assert yourself, you dreamers of the world. Your star is now in ascendancy. You can think your way into or out of almost any circumstance, good or bad. Success comes to those who become success conscious. No one is ready for a thing until he believes he can acquire it. All the breaks you need in life wait within your imagination. Imagination is the warship of your mind, capable of turning mind energy into accomplishment and wealth. It is your responsibility to make sure that positive emotions constitute the dominating influence of your mind. Most great people have achieved their greatest success just one step beyond their greatest failure. Keep your mind fixed on what you want in life, not on what you don't want. Plan your work and work your plan. Tell me how you use your spare time and how you spend your money, and I will tell you where and what you will be in 10 years from now. Positive and negative emotions cannot occupy the mind at the same time. Remember, too, that all who exceed in life get off to a bad start and pass through many heartbreaking struggles before they arrive.